excellent district. You want to see the applicants?
I think they're the same ones we should we throw them?
Three applicants.
Yeah, three applicants.
You guys might look at your text message.
Text message. Okay, I don't have the.
Was there a deadline on this?
I thought we did. Did we set a deadline on?
We originally had the 15th. We extended it through last week. I haven't seen this happen, but it just came to text. She'd have to bring it down if this would be the theory.
Well, that's up to you guys.
What's presented with us. I went over them and tried to check into them. I'm prepared to make a motion presented. I make the motion that we approve Chris Meyer for the to serve on the Tourism Community Enhancement District of Zipdan County.
Second.
May I have a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement between Pictometry International and Taney County, number 18086. I have a letter from our attorney dated June 21st, 2018.
I thought Pat was on the 30th in order to get the terms.
On the last paragraph, they're just saying that we may want to try and negotiate or modify it, or we may be willing to accept the terms. Do you know?
That's what I wanted to ask. This is identical to what that we had investigated 3 years ago, you know, that they've had right all along, if there's anything different. And I know to get that price, to get the closer imaging thing, has to be signed by the 30th.
And I know that we, several departments, use that daily.
Well, and even other entities. So yeah. I know we're all pitching in, but
it's final.
Yeah.
Can we table it for just a few? Here's
passage right here.
My question is this. You have the language that the attorney said about the restrictions in it. Is this the same agreement that we've had with them in the past, the restrictions in regard to the data?
Yes, it is.
You about to ask something?
I was going to ask what our attorney's, what he said exactly about the requirement. So make, because I didn't know if Patsy had seen that or not.
Have you seen the letter from
us? What are you referring to? I guess that's what I was referring to.
Not sure what
he's, I mean, I'm not totally understanding this, so.
He's just saying it's restrictive. So is that, he said that that may be what we're used to and we're fine with it.
That's like, I guess that's our question to use.
Yeah, it's the same agreement as what we had in the past.
Okay.
It doesn't restrict any other parties from
your
land
use. No, it just has to do with the actual, I think, let's see here. Just the imagery itself.
Thank you.
Move to approve the agreement by and between Pictometry International Corporation and Taney County.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Yeah, that doesn't limit us from being able to have multiple resources to pay for.
Bid recommendations for de-icing materials number 201805-409.
Yes. Good morning, Commission. This is in reference to bid number just quoted, requested by Taney County Road and Bridge for our de-icing materials. This is a need that we have been putting out biannually. Actually, we put this out for with a 2-year agreement option. Last year, the commission voted to renew the agreement with the current provider. This year, Mr. Huff requested that we only go out for the rock salt portion of the icing materials that we've used, recognizing that in the recent years we haven't used the liquid. So basically, this bid was for rock salt. It went out on May the 12th. It closed on June the 12th, and we opened bid responses here on the 13th. The schedule for the award recommendation was set for this morning, and you'll see by the sheets that I supplied to each of you that Central Salt, who was our current provider, was low by quite a bit. So we're recommending this morning, I'll turn it over to Mr. Huff for his recommendation for the award to Central Salt at $80.37 per ton. Mr. Huff.
Yes, after reviewing the bids, I recommend Central Salt LLC out of Lyons, Kansas at $80.37 per ton with a 2 to 4 day turnaround.
That's delivered, isn't it?
At various locations.
Not just the one that we have.
No, but all locations.
Yep.
All five of them.
Because currently they just deliver to...
No, they go to
they
all.
They do go to all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking we had
to... At one time they weren't going to Bradleyville or 86 and we were having to move it out there.
That's what I was thinking, but we took care of that.
This time.
Move to award bid number 201805-409 to Central Salt LLC from Lyons, Kansas.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. I will issue the contract draft for 1 year with the option to renew.
Taney County Coon Creek Bridge, Road Bridge Contract Agreement, number 18085, or Road and Bridge. I have a letter dated June 22nd, 2018, from Mr. Elliott, our attorney. He's reviewed the contract agreement by and between Hartman and Company Incorporated and Taney County for the Taney County Coon Creek Road Bridge. The agreement provides for the construction of the Coon Creek Road Bridge and approves the contract agreement as to form.
Is this the same one we got via email at 8:59?
I think so.
Hartman, H-A-R-T-L-A-N-T.
Hartman.
Hartman.
Hartman. H-A-R-T-M-A-N, according to the paperwork. Well, if that's the case.
And we understand they've done a fine job.
Do you guys have any questions on it?
No.
I don't.
Move to approve the agreement signed between Taney County and Hartman and Company Incorporated.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. City of Hollister request for funding for the wastewater treatment facility infrastructure upgrade project and the wastewater treatment facility improvement project feasibility and hydraulics study.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. With me today is Terry Brashear. Terry is the Public Works Director for the City of Hollister.
Is this part of the project that we talked about last year, saying the funds would be there?
Yeah, these two projects were submitted in a project information packet that each entity submits in September. They were expected, and they're due to be completed before the end of the year, so they won't affect the 2019 budget. The total amount for both of these projects is $138,704.67, which will still leave $1.1 million that's been unallocated to any other projects in our incorporated area fund.
So this doesn't affect this. Go ahead.
$138,000 is for these two.
Yeah, for both of them combined.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The 91 is a separate.
Yes. Yeah. They asked for two funding agreements. The first one is the wastewater treatment facility infrastructure upgrade project. The amount of this request is $91,544.67. Planned upgrades through this funding agreement would include the cleaning of biological treatment basin number one, upgrading electrical components and monitoring equipment serving biological treatment basin number one, and replacement of the aluminum sulfate tanks there at the facility. The City of Hollister's Board of Aldermen approved this agreement on June 7th of 2018, and an attorney representing the County Commission has approved each copy of the agreement as to form. And the project definitely, you know, meets the criteria under the sewer sales tax guidelines for approval. I didn't know if you wanted to approve these separately or both at one time.
That's fine. Is the second one for the wastewater treatment facility improvement project feasibility and hydraulic study, what's the cost on that?
Yes, sir. That project, again, that's for the wastewater treatment facility improvements project. It's a feasibility and hydraulic study. The amount being requested for this funding agreement is $47,160. The items included in this study are as follows. The wastewater treatment facility effluent sand filtration process upgrades, wastewater treatment facility backup power generator upgrades, and alternatives for providing a dump station for septic haulers. The City of Hollister's Board of Aldermen again approved this agreement on June 7th of 2018, and three copies of this funding agreement were sent to an attorney representing the County Commission who has approved each copy as to form. What this project is about is having the engineering study and hydraulic studies to be prepared for the Branson Creek and the Ridgedale projects. Not all of that totally, but that's a big part of it. Terry can elaborate on that somewhat.
But I think once that comes online, the Branson Creek project, of course, the time is going to have to be put into a state where we have to be able to accept